everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of Underground Collision. And in this clip, Redwood Credit Union's very own Brett Martinez talks about how they are focusing on the member experience. Every experience the member has with their credit union, it has to be kind of a feel-good moment. As he puts it, they have to love them. They have to love us. So Brett explains a little bit more how they accomplish this task at every touch point with the credit union. So check it out.
Our brand is love, and so let's be clear. I didn't decide what our brand is. Our members did. So we have a pretty unique brand. It's love. Our members love us. Pretty when we actually did all the study and all that kind of stuff. It was a little shocking to have it come back, but the reality is you know, they showed us. It wasn't a surprise to us because people tell you we love you guys and use that word over and over and over. We got used to that. We just didn't really realize that that was our brand. And what they really love is our people. We know that. And when we started talking about technology, and as you move to technology, if your brand is about people and people love your people, technology can't replace that. So technology is meant to enhance that. And we really, on the technology side, focus in on the experience. And I've the easiest way for me to explain it is if our members love our people and they quit coming into the branch, which we want them to do, and they start taking a picture of their check, do they still love us when they get done taking a picture of that check? And the answer, if you don't think about that, the answer is no. You can lose that love over a period of time. So we focus in on the experience. I want you to feel good when you get done taking a picture of that check. So we have confetti. If you did it right, we have confetti and everything making you feel good about the experience. When you donate to our community fund on our mobile app, instead of donate done, you just donated 20 bucks or 100 bucks, whatever, a heart comes up and it's this experience. It's making you feel good just like our staff does when you get done with the transaction.
Brett also talks about in this clip how the recent fires, they've had major fires in their area in Central California. Gosh, I think the last 4 or 5 years. But he explains how those crises have really actually helped them out in the latest crisis with COVID here in 2020. So he explains how those experiences helped them better handle COVID when it came about earlier this year. So check it out.
Yeah, it's actually, you can barely see outside. You can't breathe. We just, major fires started about 3 weeks ago, very early this year. The difference with us is we had major fires 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, and now 20.
Wow.
And it's not just the fires. It's the fires is one thing. Smoke is a disaster all by itself. We've had floods following the fires and major power outages because the power company, a lot of the fires are starting because of power lines. So major evacuations and major power outages, which are really the ramifications of the fire. The 2015 was the third largest fire in California history. That's where we got our feet wet and actually started our fund. And then we had fires and you know, multiple fires a year, not just one. And then in 2017, we lost 7,000 homes almost overnight. 5,600 of those homes were within a 3-mile radius of our corporate office. We almost lost our corporate office that night. Lots of employees, lots of members impacted. The 7,000, even though 5,600 was in a short radius of our corporate facility, the fires were within four surrounding counties of our core membership base and our corporate office. It's interesting because each fire, we've gotten really good at this. It's, I don't know, that's something I ever really wanted to get good at, but we are extremely good at this. And last November, before COVID, we had a major fire, and it was, the impact was even more significant, even though we didn't lose 7,000 homes. And it feels weird to say that because people losing their homes is a big deal. but they evacuated hundreds of thousands of people, mandatorily evacuated hundreds of thousands of people, and then major power outages throughout the whole region. That, and both the evacuations and power outages lasted a long time, and those, the impacts of something like that is significant. We actually lost our corporate facility last November, not in a fire, but it was evacuated. We didn't have access to it. The things that we did and the learnings that we got from that allowed us to move on COVID like it was almost no big deal. It was a big deal, but our readiness for that was crazy. And it was literally the craziest thing I've ever been involved in, the stress level. I told my board at the beginning of this, and I warn people, don't try and do what we do, because sometimes we do some crazy stuff. It was this point at the beginning, I told my board, I said, we're either going to destroy our brand or take our brand to the next level. I'll let you know. I think the 2017, I just remember, you know, people's houses were burning and they were getting evacuated, and they showed up, and what they did, their skill set, their dedication is, I trust them back. It's an amazing team. We're stronger for it. It is something that brings people together. It can push people apart, but we're focused on bringing people together, and people are proud of what we do and understand. You know, one of the state regulator, when there's a declaration of emergency, says, "Oh, you can close." And I usually, when I talk, I say, I can't in my wildest dreams imagine closing. When your members ran out of their house at 1 o'clock in the morning, I mean ran out of their house because they couldn't get their car out in what they were wearing to bed. And I always tell people, be careful what you're wearing to bed. But without their purses and their wallets and that kind of stuff, what is the first thing they need? The first thing they need is us.
Access.
They need access. They left their debit and credit cards and those burned, right? And or if their house didn't burn, they can't get back to it to get it. They need to find shelter, clothes, food, and they need their financial institution. And in this whole, we've never closed. There's no excuse for us closing, and our disaster plan needs to make sure we can't. Whatever's been thrown at us, and we've had crazy things thrown at us, I don't understand closing. I just don't. We haven't closed during COVID. The layering effect of two things. The financial impact and the mental impact of that is the biggest thing that we're dealing with up here outside of COVID. COVID isn't the thing. It's the layering of all of those different things.
And in this last clip with Brett explains how COVID has really changed everything. Actually, how COVID has really affected technology, and how that has really changed everything. And it's permanent from here on out. Everything has changed forever. So check it out.
I don't believe in no touch at all. So we're really good at technology, and our technology is meant to be built with people. And I think there's so much good. Everybody's freaking out, and I get it. There's the mental aspects of what's going on, and just talk about COVID. There are things within the first 2 weeks of COVID that I've been trying to get my team to do for years that happened like that. You talked about the underground and some of the decisions you guys need to make. And there's certain things that we shouldn't go backwards on. I have a whole list of things, like, this is what we did. And I want to be real clear right now. We're not going backwards, right? This has changed how we do it forever.
Thank you for that information, Brett. And stay tuned for more coverage here on CU Broadcast of the Underground Collision.